This is our number.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
Wow, our government overlords are going to let us back in the libraries. Oh, thank you, King County. I mean, I'm only paying about $350 a year on my property taxes for the libraries. And you're going to let us use them now? Hey, how come we haven't gotten a tax refund for the libraries? Why haven't we gotten a tax refund for the schools? Can we please get a tax refund for the parks, maybe, that are filled with heroin needles and we've not been allowed to use? Why is government allowed to get away with this? I mean, think about that. You buy a product at any store that is completely useless, unusable, you get your money back, right? But oh, not our government. Libraries closed, schools closed, parks needle infested and closed. Can't use any of them, but we still have to pay $1,000, $3,000, $5,000, and we never get any money back from government. That seems wrong, and I have a strong sense of morality. It doesn't just seem wrong, but in a way that would be much more understandable to the leftists who run government, it feels wrong. If it feels bad, then it is bad. I wonder what would happen. Does anybody know what will happen to me if I just withhold all my property taxes that go to things that have been closed for all of the last year? They'll put a lien on my house, never be able to sell it. Eventually, they'll send people with guns. And then it's all over. Okay, so anyway, government can continue to take our money for the most useless of reasons. Welcome to our Fastest 15, Nicole Thompson. You've been trying to get me to pick up on this bird COVID story for a while. When did this first? It was a couple months ago when the story first broke, right?
Yeah, it was at least a couple months ago, I think.
So the story was that there's this bird disease. Sick birds are flying around the state. And they're saying that it's because the feeders are dirty. But and so wildlife officials have asked people all across the state to keep their bird feeders down until at least April 1st because of all of the sick birds. And they say
your feeder's dirty. It's because they're transferring their disease from one bird to another through your bird feeders.
Right. If the birds congregate on the feeder, then and that's when we proposed to, as a public service effort, to get little teeny tiny masks for the birds, because then they could congregate with impunity and not have to worry about transmitting diseases. But there's just another story today about Fish and Wildlife. They're asking people to at least clean their feeders on a daily basis by rinsing them with soapy water.
They're asking you to keep them down, but if you must put them up, they're asking you to keep them down until April 1st.
Right, right. But I've got a big tube feeder that I keep filled with sunflower chips. And the bird activity has been robust. And my wife went running this morning, and she said that the bird singing and activity was a harbinger of spring. So I don't even know if I could do that because I've got dozens, scores, maybe even hundreds of birds that use my feeder. And once they get used to that as a food source, I don't want to take it down for a couple of months.
Start.
But here's what I... Exactly. Here's what I did do. I did give it a... Because of this story, last weekend, I took down the feeder. And it was kind of disgusting. A lot of the sunflower chips at the bottom fourth of the feeder, had little kind of moldy coagulation, were stuck together. And then on the little perches, there's a little mold and mildew there. So I did empty it out. I poured boiling water in it and cleaned it out, got rid of all the mold and mildew, refilled it with sunflower seeds. And
okay,
so
I was
now
gonna
mine.
Say, you keep calling them chips, but they're seeds.
Well, no,
when
you buy them, they're on the bag,
chips?
They are called sunflower chips. Yeah.
Interesting.
Because I think sunflower seeds often are purchased in the shell. And there are some birds that like the sunflower seeds in the shell, and they crack the shell, and then they eat the seed. But these are just the little chip
seeds.
Inside the the little seeds themselves. Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, I'm keeping my bird feeder up, despite what Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife is advising us. That's the bottom line.
Again, I just find it so funny the way that the birds are having their own COVID crisis while we are.
I know.
And the messaging
and
is so similar.
Yeah, they can't congregate. They, the bird feeder is like a restaurant. Perhaps I should tape off. I think there are six holes and perches on my tube feeder. Maybe I should tape off four of them so it'll only be open at 33% capacity since we're in phase two here.
They would have to take turns.
Exactly. And that way, and I'll make sure that all the birds that are dining on the feeder at the same time are from the same family. I'll go check that out, too. So I'm on it. Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, I'm on it. That's the bottom line here. Okay. Elsewhere in our Fastest 15, a Maryland teacher was caught masturbating during a Zoom lesson with eighth graders. Mark Schack was caught on camera masturbating during the virtual Zoom lesson earlier this week. And here's what I find interesting. A local TV news crew went to his house, and he actually talked to them. So here is the school teacher who was caught pleasuring himself during a Zoom lesson with eighth graders.
The recording shows the virtual session. I identify Mark Schack as the host. It then shows a man get up, turn to the side, and start fondling himself. We're only showing screen grabs because of how graphic the video is. Schack told us today he works as a teacher's aide and that this was a virtual history class involving two or three students. He says he's been at Shady Grove for about 3 years. He's listed as a special ed paraeducator on the school's website. The principal of the school sent a note to the families yesterday informing them of this incident. A school spokesperson also warned students could face disciplinary action if caught posting or sharing the video.
Students will face disciplinary action if they post or share the video of their teacher. Okay. Could you tell what she said? What was the name of that school district? Did you hear that?
I didn't catch it.
Let me.
I can look it up.
Open this up. No, let me look this here. Just listen. I think I found a good end point here.
He says he's been at Shady Grove for about 3 years. He's listening.
it's something Grove.
And she says it very fast.
It sounds like a word we can't say on the radio, but I know it's not that. It sounds like she's saying the S word, Grove. Here, listen one more time. The name of the school district where this teacher was doing this.
He says he's been at Shady Grove for about 3 years. He's listed.
I don't think I'm hearing it.
It's Shady
district.
Grove. I hear it as Shady Grove.
Yeah, I hear Shady Grove.
Oh, it's Shady?
I think that you're hearing. Where's your mind today?
I don't.
He says he's been at Shady Grove for about 3 years.
Okay, I'm hearing something.
At Shady
else.
Grove.
What did you say? You can't say that on the radio. Okay, here he is, the teacher explaining. This is who's shaping the young minds of our future leader.
I don't know what to say. It was not directed towards the kids. I had no clue that I was online. I'm not like a deviant, and I wouldn't do something to jeopardize.
Time out. Yes, you are. If you can't wait until the end of your online Zoom lesson school day to do that, then you are a deviant. And it wasn't directed at the kids. Jeez, what a piece of work this guy is.
I don't know what to say. It was not directed towards the kids. I had no clue that I was online. I'm not like a deviant. And I wouldn't do something to jeopardize my career. Like, I mean, that's silly. I've been, you know,
Well, yes, you would. Of course you would do something to jeopardize your career because you did. This is something to hear.
20 plus years, I never did anything like, it was just dumb luck that I happened to be on when it happened. I'm sorry if I like offended or did anything. I didn't do it intentionally.
It was just dumb luck. It was his lucky day that they caught him doing that. And he's resisted doing it for 20 years as a teacher. But then finally, something just snapped. So anyway, there you go. There's that school teacher. And then there's this teacher. I don't think we know her name, but this is a teacher who posted on TikTok. And again, another fine example of who is shaping our young minds of the kids.
If you don't believe that there is white privilege, please don't teach. If you don't believe that Black Lives Matter, please don't teach. If you don't believe in systemic racism and how it negatively impacts our students of color and don't want to help dismantle those systems, please don't teach.
I wouldn't want either one of those last two teaching my kids, personally. Okay, next up in the fastest 15. Oh, how horrible is this next story? A 42-year-old grave digger at a cemetery in Mount Sinai, Rodwin Alacock. He was digging a grave yesterday morning, 8:30 in the morning. It was 7 feet deep, and it caved in on him. And his co-workers came to try to rescue him, but he passed away after being buried alive under more than 7 feet of dirt. And just the irony of a grave digger dying in his own creation is just a horrible story out of Mount Sinai. Then you have this in the United Kingdom, and this is becoming quite prevalent in our country as well. There is a billboard that has gone up that warns people that being offensive is against the law. And I saw a photo of this billboard, and it says just that. Being offensive is an offense. To which I ask, because this is a, you know, always a big deal with the left. And college kids, whenever they're polled, they're saying, yeah, speech that I disagree with should be censored. Shocking percentages say that. But the question nobody can answer is, well, what if somebody is offended? What if some backwards person is offended by interracial marriage or same-sex marriage? Should those things be against the law because they offend some intolerant people? Well, of course not. But if the intolerance comes from the left and you say anything that violates their cancel culture worldview, then that should be illegal. So in other words, the lesson here is the only place where it's okay to be intolerant is if you are a leftist, who are the most intolerant human being. Not all of them, but the vast majority of intolerance in America today comes from the left. I don't even think that's open to debate. There are backwards people on both ends of the spectrum, but in 2021, the vast majority of intolerance comes from the left. Okay, and finally, in our fastest 15, this strikes me as a ridiculous story. The FBI, we told you yesterday about how a dog napper stole two of Lady Gaga's dogs. Her dog Walker was taking them out, and then and then somebody came, stole two of the dogs, shot the dog Walker in the chest. He's going to be okay. But now the FBI is getting involved because they're saying it might be political since Lady Gaga sang at Joe Biden's inauguration. They have absolutely nothing to back that up. But they're saying that maybe instead of being motivated by money, maybe this was a political hit, a political attack. We had the audio yesterday of the dog Walker, who was screaming out as the dogs were being taken and as he was shot. And Lady Gaga's offering a $500,000 reward for the return of her dogs. No questions
asked. Do you
asked.
Think that maybe it's become an FBI thing because that was, and, you know, throw this political aspect thrown out there, because Biden wanted to help his friend Gaga find her dogs? So he said, oh, well, it could be political, so I could get the FBI involved.
I'm guessing that Joe Biden has absolutely no idea who Lady Gaga is. He's looking
big.
Did you see that video of him this morning? He gave a speech, and then he just kind of started wandering around the stage, and then he walks by Kamala Harris, and you can hear Kamala say, "Where's your mask?" And then Joe wanders back to the podium and grabs his mask and then wanders off stage. It's not looking good for Joe these days. And I take no joy in saying that, but that's my guess. That's my answer to your question. I doubt he knows who Lady Gaga is.
Yes, he does.
I'm
if anything,
not.
He knows that. I'm not sure he knows all the world leaders, but I know he knows Lady Gaga.
do me a favor.
And Cardi B, because those are the people he talked to during the campaign.
Do me a favor. If you have time, give a call back to the White House. See if Joe will come on with us at the beginning of the 2 o'clock hour, and I'll ask him. And I'll ask him, do you think he could name one Lady Gaga song?
Oh, I don't know that he could do that.
Actually, I don't think I can name one Lady Gaga song. All right, that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast Dory's Fastest 15.
You give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. Oh, wait, I can name one song. It's called Bad Romance.
Roma, 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 Gaga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance?
Wow. Who is the lyricist on that one? Okay, I'll check the news, and then what's going on with our kids getting back in school? It's not looking good. I'll have the latest next on the Dory Monson Show. jumping in with my 80s football video game music.
That song's from 2009, Dory.
It sounds like was it Venmo? No, Venmo's how you exchange money.
Yeah, Venmo does not produce music.
What was the football game of the 80s?
Tecmo Super Bowl, right?
Tecmo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like Tecmo music.
25 years after it came out, but okay.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Okay, I want to talk about what's going on with our schools now, because it is becoming increasingly obvious that for most kids, as you heard yesterday on the show, and they just had a promo about it. We talked to Lee Finna from the Washington Policy Center. Washington is number 47 in the country among the 50 states in getting kids back in school. We are at the bottom because our teachers' union does not care that children are dying. And I mean this literally. I really am not engaging in hyperbole here. The teachers' union clearly cares more about having the easiest teaching jobs possible. And if kids die because of it, well, then so be it. That's just collateral damage so that they can get maximum pay for minimal work for their members. They simply do not care about what's happening to the kids. And the reason I'm comfortable saying that is because everybody says that it's safe to get kids back in school. Every study, look at I told you about the Brown University study that they continually update. Teachers who have gone back to school have a much lower COVID rate than the county in which they live all across the country. The kids are not transmitters to each other or to the adults. It is simply not a danger. But the teachers' union is exerting this weird control, and they are playing God, literally, with children's lives now in our state. And just yesterday, Lake Washington and Edmonds both announced what everybody already knew was coming, that they're not going to go back at all this school year. I fully expect that Bellevue, Seattle, Shoreline, they're all going to make the same announcements. I can't run down every district within the radio signal, but it is just absolutely shameful that while every other state, or 46 other states, have figured out a better way to get kids back in school, that they're letting the teachers' union, and again, what I think should happen is Jay Inslee, who has said he wants the kids back in school, if the teachers continue to illegally strike, I mean, say, look, remote learning, Chris Rakedahl, just say we're not doing remote learning anymore. We're going to do in class. There are 5-6 states that have 99 or 100% of the students in the classroom right now. Just say that's what we're doing. And if the teachers don't want to do that job, the job for which they get paid very well, most have gotten massive raises in the last 3 years in our state. If they don't want to do the job, then replace them. Because kids are dying. I told you yesterday, day before yesterday, at Hanford High School, second kid since the beginning of the year took their life by suicide. They have now had 5 children in Hanford die by suicide since the start of the COVID lockdown. Children are dying, and the teachers' union doesn't care. And again, I always separate the unions from the teachers. But that's getting harder and harder to do. The teachers, you should quit the union, which you have a legal right to do. You'll give yourself immediately a couple $1,000 a year raise if you stop paying union dues. Supreme Court has given you that right to do so. And I got a bunch of messages from people who said, yeah, but if you quit the union and you ever want another public job, you'll be blacklisted and blackballed. Well, then you have a lawsuit because you have the right to do this without being discriminated against. But it's time for the great teachers to stand up and take a stand against their union and say, we're seeing the death toll, we're seeing the anxiety level on the children. And then you got these kids who were hoping to get some sense of normalcy by playing football again. Well, five high school football games in the South Sound region have been canceled because as few as one kid tested positive for COVID this week. The games were Puyallup versus Rogers, Eatonville versus Washington, Ording versus Franklin Pierce, Gig Harbor versus Graham Kapowsin, and Lakes versus Stadium. And so if one kid tests positive, and which is, again, ridiculous because the kids aren't getting sick, the kids are not transmitters, but they're shutting down these programs. And for all of these districts that have said, we're done for the school year, I don't know how they're going to do the spring sports. You know, they said, well, we're going to play basketball in the springtime, boys and girls basketball. If you're not letting the kids in for classroom, I don't know how they're going to honor that commitment. And my guess is a lot of those indoor sports, the winter sports that they said they were going to play in the springtime, my guess is a lot of those are going to get canceled. And what a horrible, heartbreaking thing to do to these kids. But it's about control. It's about increasing anxiety, because a fearful population is an easily controlled population. And then I've got some more for you. Let me take a quick time out, and I'm going to continue with all of this because we are now hearing Anthony Fauci, who is spinning like a top now. He has absolutely no clue what public policy is or should be. Oh, play of the audio coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show. I told you about those five South Sound football games that were canceled reportedly because of COVID. A source I trust just got a hold of us and said not all five were canceled because of COVID, but there are some privacy issues as to differing reasons why those five games were canceled. But a source I trust says not all five were because of COVID. So I just wanted to get that straight, and I appreciate people reaching out to us on that. Okay, so let's get back to these mixed messages that we are all getting right now. Anthony Fauci, remember last week when he was asked, if grandma and grandpa have been vaccinated, can they see their grandkids? And he would not give an answer. Hey, can I get my audio up here, please?
Parents have already gotten their second dose. They're fully vaccinated. Does that mean it's okay for them to spend time with their grandchildren who obviously have not been vaccinated? What's your recommendation?
You know, I'm not going to make a recommendation now except to say that these are things that we really do. I mean, literally every day.
Okay. How can you not answer that? The question was, if grandma and grandpa have been vaccinated, can they see their grandchildren? He said, I'm not ready to give an answer to that. What does a vaccine do? It supposedly protects you. So you can go and see the grandkids. So now, that was last week. Yesterday, Anthony Fauci said, well, you know what? We've now decided that two vaccinated people can go and have dinner together.
What we're saying right now, even though it isn't backed by data, it's backed by common sense, that if you have two vaccinated people and they want to get together, be they family members or friends that you know are vaccinated, you can start getting as individual people, even though the risk is not zero, the risk becomes extremely low when you have both parties vaccinated. So we're going to start seeing people saying, hey, the more people get vaccinated, I can have dinner with my family member that comes in.
But what's the time horizon?
I can go see my mother.
So last week, he didn't know if vaccinated people could see grandkids. Yesterday, he now says, well, if two people are vaccinated, they can have dinner. This just proves they don't have a clue about any of this stuff. And I missed the mark on Anthony Fauci. Middle of last year, I thought, I bought it. I bought the act. But this is a guy whose only expertise seems to be this uncanny ability to get on television and just start talking. Even if he has no idea what he's talking about. And then he told Chris Cuomo that Chris Cuomo's mom can help with the kids. None of this is making any sense.
Thing. My mother got vaccinated. She's got her second shot. And I said, great, now you can come over and help me with the kids. She said, no, Tony said, no, I can't help with any kids until I feel like it. Is that true?
All right. No, tell her Tony said yes. Come on over.
All right, good. Thank you. Because I think she's just ducking coming and being with my kids because they're crazy.
Or, you know what, maybe you should free up your mom's time because she might have to. Oh, no, Andrew Cuomo doesn't have any kids. I forgot about that. He's single and ready to mingle. Remember the giant Q-tip scene with his brother
on CNN? He has older kids.
Does he? Well, he's single he's and divorced. Ready to mingle now.
Yeah, he's divorced, but he has older kids. Yeah, yeah.
Like adult kids?
Yeah. Yeah, I think some are maybe high school, and I think maybe an adult or two or something like that. Okay. Yeah, he definitely has kids, though. Daughters.
Okay, well, anyway, if he goes to prison for his cover-up of the nursing home scandal, maybe Chris Cuomo, you should free up your mom's time so she can help out your brother's kids. Because daddy might be going away for a while if this cover-up, and then you have the sexual harassment allegations that are growing in number against him, and the beat goes on. Okay, quick timeout. We're going to check the news for you here at the top of the hour, and then the big lead at 2 is coming up next.